How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because her dog died? Hold on. What's more important?
That's a lot of layers and not enough information.
Yikes. She said, Allie and DZ, every year my brothers and I take my mom out for Mother's Day brunch.
Okay.
This year we're taking her to Pottawatomie for prime rib. Yum.
Yum.
She said, I have a 13-year-old golden retriever who I've owned since college. Unfortunately, this past year has been tough and I have to put her down. Because I have a job and I don't want to be an emotional mess, I've scheduled it for Friday after work, next Friday. Okay. Could not do this weekend. I figured I could spend the weekend grieving and processing, so that means no Mother's Day brunch for me.
Mm.
My brother said I should be fine by Sunday morning, and I need to get over it and do it for Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be at a brunch after I just put my dog down. Am I the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? Because my dog died. So the dog, she's putting the dog down on Friday. She's not going to the brunch on Sunday. She's already told them, I'm out. And her brothers are like, you got 2 days.
You'll be good by brunch. Sunday. You'll be good by Mother's Day.
Show up for Mom and enough.
Right.
This is tough because the dog dying is like a person dying for a lot of people.
For a lot of people.
Especially 13 years.
You had this dog for a whole lifetime.
And a golden. Oh, they're so sweet.
I know.
They're so nice.
Man, but
they're so loving.
At the same time, it is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as these animals become a part of our lives, they're not your mother.
Mm-mm.
But who am I to tell you that that isn't big enough for you to grieve? You were that dog's mother, technically.
Aww.
Right?
If
we're giving the dog this personality and this family quality, you were that dog's caretaker.
She's going back to work on Monday.
I know.
So she's got...
Unless she's not.
Unless she's not. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? This is tough. I don't know.
This one is hard, but I can't call it a jerk.
I had Bella for 14 years. I got her at the Humane Society in, 2009? She died in 2023, which is crazy, a year and a half already at least, if not almost. No,
almost
two.
Two.
It's two years. It was two in March.
Wow.
Oh, it was 2 years in March. Anyway, and I did it on the weekend, and then I continued on with my life because I was afraid to stop.
Right.
And so I kept going and I didn't do the whole grieving thing.
You didn't
grieve. I should have. Do you know what I mean? But I just like, I'll just go.
I'll just
act like it's not happening. And then I'll break down randomly in the middle of a Thursday at 3 p.m. when I see a black lab. That's when I'll deal with it.
And it happens.
Which is not healthy. And it happens. So I don't know. I think she could show up for her mom. Come on. I think it's a little jerky.
What I think it would be gracious and appreciated, loving of her to show up for her mother. 100%. Yeah. I think so. Do I think she should actually be going? Yeah. But do I think she's wrong for going, hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coming.
I need another day. Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch? Because she's putting her dog down on Friday. She's got this scheduled.
Does she not love her mom now because she's not going to the one Mother's Day brunch?
Of course not.
Well,
but she might be a jerk for it. All right, 414-533-1037. George from Mequon texted in. He said, anything but jerk is sadly wrong. You can put on your happy face for a couple hours at dinner. Family first, jerky. Oh.
She's about to be crying all over them pancakes and hash browns.
And Angelia and Kenosha said, I think she's kind of the jerk. No, it's not kind of.
You guys have to
pick a side on this. It may actually be good for her grieving to be around family for brunch. That's true.
I agree to that 100%. But if she's already going, I'm not in the mental headspace, who are we to go, yeah, you should, though.
And then a lot of people saying, not the jerk. Greg from Greenfield, not the jerk. She needs time to process and grieve.
Older brothers are going, get over it. Come on. Get in the car. We're going brunching.
You had 48 hours. It's time.
Who needs 72? It's a dog. And I agree. It is a dog, but when you give it that love and attention and family, and you know you becomes a real family member, it hurts your soul.
She's skipping Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, even though she's putting her dog down on Friday. Is she the jerk? Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So she's picking her dog over her mother, basically, is what happening is what's happening. You know what I meant. She's a jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch.
I'm Colombian. I understood it either way. I was like, sí, claro. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Her golden retriever, her 13-year-old golden retriever, she's got to put her down next Friday. And that means she's going to miss the Mother's Day brunch with her brothers at Potawatomi on Sunday. And the brothers are like, dude, come on. You have 2 days. You can come to brunch for mom. She's
like,
no.
You'll be fine by Sunday.
I'm skipping brunch. I'm not doing it.
Mom will understand.
No, thank you. Let's start with Rich in Greenfield this morning and see what he thinks. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Rich.
Is she the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely the jerk. Oof. There's only one way to go about it.
Okay. So what's the way? You really like saying jerk, no question, nothing else? Or why do you think that?
Jerk, no question. Look, I'm an animal lover. Absolutely. I've had dogs. But look, you can always replace an animal, okay? It sounds horrible, but you can always go and get another dog, all right?
It does sound horrible.
All right?
But
sounds horrible, okay? But you can always replace it. You can always go and find another dog to go ahead and rescue and help out and, you know, be there, and you can be their mom. But you only have one mother, all right? And if something so happens, you know, God forbid, something so happens to your mother, everybody's going to know that you were not there on that Mother's Day, and everybody will be reminiscing that you were not there.
Knock on wood,
Rich,
but for real, though.
You just made a point nobody could fight back at. Now we can't even clap back at that. What am I going to say? Your mom might die? Oh, my God. How can I go?
No, it's not even, your mom might die.
Yeah, but it might as well be.
It's like, you know, if something happens that year, and, you know, she can't make it to next year's Mother's Day.
Something could happen.
People are going to remember that Mother's Day.
Anything could happen. He's not wrong.
No,
bro.
That's true. Oof. That's true.
Or you know, she might just get really sick. And then what? You know, there's no more Mother's Day brunch. Yeah. Aww. And then now that Mother's Day brunch that you happened to skip on because you wanted to.
Was the last one.
That was the last one.
God.
And that's the one that everybody's going to remember. And everybody's going to know that you weren't there. Mm-hmm. So when the time comes and everybody's sitting there remembering and reminiscing and giving the memories, you're going to be the odd one left out.
Because you was at home grieving your dead dog. That
Justice for all moms. Justice for all moms.
Yeah, for
that's
a dog.
What he says.
But, you know, like I said, absolutely, you know.
This is tough.
I'm an animal lover. But, you know, there's got to be a time. You know, you got to go ahead and put your feelings aside.
Yeah.
Go ahead and just be there. Suck it up. Go home. And then go ahead and continue.
And then cry some more.
Yeah, honestly. And you know what, Rich? One, there's a great point on the text about maybe her family would help. That would be good for her.
Yeah.
You know, but also, I might even be a little more easy on her if it was happening, if maybe she was doing it the night before the brunch. But she's got 2 days to grieve this dog. And she's not going to stop grieving, but she should go to Mother's Day brunch. So I say, jerk. I'm with you, Rich, on this one.
Now, Rich came through with some amazing points, Rich.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good day. Peace, man. Makes it hard to go against that grain.
Yeah.
But I still got to say, not the jerk.
Well, Lori in Elkhorn agrees with you, so pull her up because she's going the opposite way. Hey, Lori.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're saying not the jerk, huh, on this for skipping Mother's Day brunch?
I am saying not the jerk. I mean, there's this human animal bond, this fur baby of yours that you've had for 13 years. Mm-hmm. I'm an animal lover. I work in animal health. I can completely understand what she's going through. What I would probably suggest to her is give your mom a call, do something just maybe the two of you. Obviously this dot on another day. Obviously this pet has been in her life for 13 years. I'm sure it's also special to her mother.
Like,
hey mom, can we just do something just the two of us? I'm not feeling it. I don't want to go there and start crying and be upset. I don't want to bring the group down. You obviously mean so much to me. You're my mother. And let's just do something, the two of us, and do something special.
She's saying you can massage this in a way that mom can still get her day. That isn't exactly the day, but why do we always focus on the Hallmark holiday marks?
Fair enough.
That you can still grieve your dog because, yeah, who knows what that dog got you through that maybe mom and siblings didn't. Cool. Who knows if that one year, that one time a year that you go to Pato for brunch is the only time y'all hang out as a family.
Well, that's what Brittany in Menominee Falls kind of texted in. She said, your mom can die driving to work, crossing the street in a tornado anytime. You can't live your life in guilt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get burnout. Take care of your own mental health. Mm-hmm. Not the jerk. Damn.
I'm with it.
And exactly.
That's the point Lori's trying to make. 100%.
Well, and you think about so many people that have jobs where they can't be with their mother on Mother's Day, so they have to do it a different day.
True.
I mean, if you're a pilot, a flight attendant, I mean, maybe you're in the healthcare services, but yeah, call your mom up. Be like, mom, I love you, but I just want to do something just special, the two of us.
Heard.
Okay, well, we're not looking for advice.
No advice.
We want to know if she's the jerk or not.
Say, what would DZ do? This is, am I the jerk?
All right, thanks for calling, Lori.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
She says, not the jerk.
I love it how our listeners all say love you, even when there's somebody we don't talk to all the time. All right, let's go to Lance, everybody, in Economowall.
Lance
is on the phone.
Lasso Lance.
What's going on?
Do you have a dog?
TGIFF, everybody.
What's the extra F?
Don't ask on
that. Use your imagination.
Never mind.
Never mind, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
We should know better than that.
Yeah, never mind. You're the tiebreaker, and somebody texted in and said, man, have you ever heard of a soul dog? Not the jerk. So, Lance, jerk or not the jerk for skipping Mother's Day brunch because she had to put her dog down on Friday before.
So she did it 2 days beforehand, correct?
Yes.
I say jerk.
Oh,
she is the jerk for not going to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I can understand if it was on Mother's Day, actually, and then she had to go put it down. I would understand, but she did it 2 days prior.
Yeah.
That's enough time, you think? That's enough time?
Not right. I mean, of course, you're going to breed the dog. It's not, I mean, you know, it's... If the fact is that she's skipping Mother's Day over a dog that she put down 2 days ago.
Well, oh, my God. I mean, don't say over. I mean, yes, she is. I agree. Mother's more important, but let's still grieve the dog.
She had that dog 13 years.
Yeah, of course. You're going to grieve the animal as a part of the family.
It's
going to
be
but
more than
still.
2 days that she's going to grieve, though.
And let's be real.
Right.
If you're a dog lover, animal lover, whatever, you have multiple dogs in a lifetime because the dog's life expectancy is just shorter.
Yeah. I've had three. For sure.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Lance. He says, jerk.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Bye, Lance. Oh, my God. Hallie in Greenfield said, if she goes and has a breakdown, then she'll be a jerk for taking attention off mom, not the jerk for staying back. You guys,
imagine? Being at brunch and you have a breakdown because...
Yes. But then I'd at least be with my mom and brother, so that's who I'd... If I'm going to have a breakdown, at least I'm with my family, the only people that can witness it.
I don't break down in front of anybody, bro. No, I don't like that.
Well, not in public. That's what I'm getting at.
That's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. At least I'll be in front of my family. They can see it because they've seen it.
And plus, if I'm at Pato breaking down, you know, well, I'm hitting the machines.
That's the thing. I'm gambling anyway, and I'm in a good mood. I'm gambling away all my grief. Are you kidding me?
That's what I mean.
Like, give me the tables already.
Come on now.
It's funny. And I'm eating my feelings, that's for sure.
But it works.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sit out today, man.
Jerk. All right, for skipping Mother's Day brunch.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.